Good evening, gentlemen. Let's talk. Why are Femons, especially modern Femons, acting almost like psychos? Playing games. Always trying to degrade men. It's almost as if they want to destroy men. Then how have they become so entitled? Well, basically, they've drunk their own Kool-Aid. They think, or actually they have been told, that they have something that males desperately want. That is, their vagina. Of course, that's true to some extent. Males are biologically wired to be attracted to femons, and to want a mate. Then it's not as if femons don't like mating either. They like it a lot. Far more than they pretend they do. So although femons say, oh, they try really hard, they don't actually. But anyway, getting a man to be attracted to you doesn't get him to stay. Because what most femons don't realize or understand is that all femons have a vagina. The male actually is looking for something special. Of course, all femons today think they're tens, don't they? With their fake breasts, fake lips, fake eyelashes, tons of makeup, hair pieces. But of course, it's no good if the femon is batshit crazy. Femons wonder why guys love their cars or trucks. Well, they clean up and look quite nice. Nice lines. Sounds good. And if the man parks the car somewhere, it won't move until he goes and gets it again. It won't start up on its own and just drive off. The man is actually looking for girlfriend material. Maybe wife material, if he's crazy, that is. The other thing femons think they hold the trump card is they can have a baby. But a lot of men nowadays aren't really interested in having children. Not the way the world is, anyway. And the time and cost and expense of children. And the female can take them away any time she wants. She'll let him see them when she wants, usually. But she still wants the money, doesn't she? So whose children are they, really? Femons actually have overplayed their hand. Because femons believe they're so valuable that they can say and do and treat this man any way she wants. And that is rarely true. Even the simps finally have had enough. Whether they like it or not, a femon's attractiveness to a male is short-lived. And yet if you talk to every one of them, they think it's going to last forever. They are completely delusional. There's a lot of femons around right now that are alone, not because they want to be. But there are very, very many males alone, exactly what they want to be. A man is looking for some femon to support him, not financially wise, to be his partner. Most of the femons I've seen on the media and even when I've walked around, to me, look like they don't qualify. It's not that they're not my type. It's just that they're not very nice people anymore. They're arrogant. They're selfish. They're rude. They're just trouble and chaos and dramas. After a hard day's work, a man wants peace, tranquility, not a list of chores and big dramas over nothing. For those men right now who have walked away, you've done the right thing. For those of you males who haven't walked away, think about it. Because life is a lot shorter than you think. Femons today want their cake and eat it too. In other words, they want everything. When in actual fact, they will end up with nothing. It's no good telling them, guys. They won't listen. But really and truly now, femons are on their own. They are no longer your responsibility. You're a free man. Finally. Take it easy, fellas.